Barbecues and American Independence Day. As far back as I can remember, barbecues have always been an essential part of 4th of July, Independence Day celebrations. What comes to mind when you think of a barbecue? In the United States, barbecues are a great way for families and friends to get together during summer to celebrate a holiday or special occasion with delicious food not often eaten. Barbecues typically take place in the backyard of one's home, but some people also host barbecues at parks or campgrounds. Besides the typical hamburgers and hot dogs, many other different foods are served at barbecues, including barbecue chicken, ribs, steak, chicken wings, baked beans, corn on the cob, potato salad, cornbread, grilled vegetables, and much more. Barbecues are actually held more on the 4th of July than on any other holiday in the United States. But what made barbecues such an important part of the celebration of Independence Day? In this month's column, I would like to share how this tradition came to be. Americans have actually been having barbecues since before the United States became a country. The English word barbecue comes from the Spanish word barbacoa, originally used by an indigenous tribe in the Caribbean called the Taino tribe. At the time, barbacoa was a word used to describe grilling on a raised wooden platform. According to historical records, colonists in Virginia started getting together in the summer to smoke animals over a pit after observing this practice in the West Indies. This method of cooking began to spread during the first half of the 19th century and became most popular in the southern United States when political leaders held rallies to celebrate Independence Day. At this time, Independence Day was not yet a holiday in the United States, and barbecues were held at the rallies to encourage people to join. At the rallies, celebrations were held featuring a procession of the local military and a reading of the Declaration of Independence, ending with a wood fire cooked feast for the community to enjoy. Celebrations that started out like this became an annual tradition and a way for Americans to celebrate good food, friendship, and national pride. I hope this article allowed you to learn a little bit more about the Independence Day celebrations in the United States. Since the 4th of July is this month, I decided to hold a cooking class featuring some of the food items that I eat with my family when we have barbecues to celebrate Independence Day. The food items that were cooked during the class were Sloppy Joe's, mac and cheese, and coleslaw. If you are interested in trying to have your own American-style barbecue, try making these foods.